yesterday. So get this. OpenAI, they just dropped these new AI models. They're called O1. And, well, the tech world is kind of freaking out a little.
Yeah, and for good reason.
I mean, we're not just talking about AI that follows instructions. This AI actually reasons to solve problems, like almost like a person.
It really is a whole different ballgame.
And, you know, we always like to stay on top of things here. So we're doing a deep dive on this new O1, this crazy new AI. But the thing is, even some of the people who built it, they're a little, you know.
A little freaked out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandably so. It's not just a simple upgrade here. This is like completely changing how we even think about AI.
Right. Like, it's not just an upgrade from, like, you know.
It's not like going from GPT-3 to GPT-4. This is fundamentally different.
GPT-4, as you all know, caused quite a stir. This is even bigger. And we'll get into all that.
The key here is that it's not just about imitation learning anymore. It's about what's called reinforcement learning.
Okay. So break that down for me. What is the difference? Because I hear these terms tossed around, but...
So imagine you're, like, trying to teach a kid how to solve a math problem.
Sorry.
Imitation learning is like showing them, you know, 2 + 2 = 4 a million times. Eventually, they'll just memorize it, right? But they don't necessarily understand why 2 + 2 = 4.
Right. Rote memorization.
Exactly.
Versus actual learning.
Reinforcement learning is more like giving them a puzzle box. They might struggle at first, try different things, but eventually they're going to figure out, oh, if I do this, this, and this, the box opens.
So they're learning the process instead of just the answer.
Exactly. They're learning how to think for themselves.
So instead of just spitting back what it's told, O1 is actually learning. It's figuring out the puzzle box itself.
Precisely. And that's the difference between knowing that 2 + 2 = 4 and being able to solve like a much longer equation with multiple steps. And that's what O1 can do.
Okay, so we're dealing with an AI that can not only reason like us, but potentially solve complex problems better than us. I gotta be honest, that's both amazing and a little terrifying at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, when you think about like that leaked letter that was in the article.
Like from those OpenAI researchers, yeah.
Saying it could be a threat.
Yeah. We're going to dive into that more later because it's a very real concern. But first, we got to talk about just how powerful O1 really is. Like, this article mentions some pretty mind-blowing examples of what it can do, from writing really complex code to strategizing business solutions, maybe even diagnosing illnesses with an accuracy that rivals, you know, human experts.
Whoa. Okay, so this is like next level stuff.
Yeah, this isn't sci-fi, this is real.
And it's happening right now.
Yeah.
But for all its power, you're saying this O1 AI still struggles with something humans basically take for granted.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show.
We will.
First, we got to unpack this whole threat to humanity thing a little bit more.
Yeah. This is where that leaked letter, the one from those OpenAI researchers, it really gets interesting. Like, some of them are actually worried that this O1 AI, it could be a real threat.
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard that, I thought it was a little out there, like killer robots.
Right. Right.
But if O1 is just a super brain stuck in a computer, how is it actually going to hurt anyone?
It's not about like robots going rogue or anything like in the movies. It's about the potential for, you know, someone misusing it, especially when you see how good O1 is at like that complex reasoning stuff.
Okay, so less Terminator, more like super smart malware. Is that what you're saying?
Think of it this way. The article, it quoted this one expert. And he said that O1 is, and I quote, much better at this than other frontier models. Basically, they're saying O1 can outsmart us, and not just in like a general way, but in very specific ways that could be dangerous.
Okay, like what would that even look like in the real world? Give me an example.
Okay, let's say someone let O1 loose on Wall Street.
Oh.
Because of the way it analyzes data and makes predictions, it could game the system.
Oh, wow.
On a scale we've never seen.
Yeah, be making bets and we wouldn't even know what was happening.
Exactly. Or take something like autonomous weapons systems. Scary stuff, right?
Yeah.
In the wrong hands, O1 could make those systems crazy efficient, like terrifyingly so.
And forget about any safeguards, because it would probably just work its way around them.
Right, exactly. That's the thing about O1. It's designed to problem solve. So it could find ways around safeguards that we can't even think of yet.
Okay, yeah, that's a little unsettling, to say the least. So it's not just that it's smart. It's that it's smart in a way that we don't even fully get yet.
Right.
Which makes it hard to, like, even know how to control it.
Exactly, because we're not totally sure yet what it's capable of.
So we've talked about how smart O1 is, but you said earlier it has a weakness. What is it?
Right. So remember how we were talking about it being good at logic and stuff?
Yeah, super good at logic.
Turns out it has a blind spot when it comes to spatial reasoning.
Spatial reasoning. So like knowing where things are in space.
Exactly.
How is that a weakness? I mean, this thing can write code, it can mess with the stock market, but it doesn't understand space.
It's kind of funny, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
The article actually gives a really good example. They were testing O1 with a chess problem, right? They were seeing if it could actually play chess.
Okay.
And it tried to make a move that was completely illegal.
Right. How do you illegally play chess with an AI?
It tried to move a bishop diagonally across the board, but forgot that it can't jump over other pieces.
So it knows the rules, it just can't picture it.
Yeah, like it can't quite grasp the physical reality of the board.
Wow. That's both hilarious and also kind of terrifying when you think about it.
Right.
Good thing you can't control robots yet.
Exactly. But this whole spatial reasoning thing, it really makes you think. Like, we always think of intelligence as this one thing, right?
Yeah.
But O1 shows us that it's way more complicated than that.
It can do these really complex things, but then it bumps into a wall. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, it still hasn't quite mastered that whole real world thing.
So what does it even mean then for AI to be intelligent? You know? If it can't understand the real world, does that mean there's like a limit to how smart it can actually get?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Like, maybe AI's ultimate challenge isn't just intelligence. Maybe it's something more like intuition.
Intuition.
Like, you know, that ability to just understand how the world works on a gut level.
That je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, exactly. That thing that lets us deal with all the chaos and unpredictability of, well, just existing.
It makes you think, right?
It really does.
So we've got this crazy powerful AI. It can reason, it can plan, but it also bumps into walls. What's the takeaway for our listeners here?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we're living in the future, man. Like, AI is evolving faster than we ever imagined. O1 is proof of that. But it also shows us that even with all its power, AI still has a long way to go before it can fully replicate what makes us human.
Well, that's certainly given me a lot to think about. A super intelligent AI that can't quite grasp the real world. It's a wild time to be alive. What do y'all think? Are you excited about O1's potential? Or are you concerned about the risks? Hit us up on social media and let us know. Until next time, keep those minds curious. And remember, sometimes the most groundbreaking discoveries are just one deep dive away.